Hispanic population in the schools yet, or really just
just a little, just a little bit. Well, due to the laws of this nation, even an illegal immigrant's child will be schooled in public schooling, because basically the thought is that and that having one more ignorant person in the country isn't going to help us. So they would be schooled. I never really knew that many. By the time I was getting out, there was beginning to be like a group. But like any minority in any situation or case, not a minority, like not a white person, I'm saying, like any minority group in anything, they stick together, you know, and they kind of stick to themselves, and I didn't really know them that well.
Okay. Angela, have you got more stuff that you want to talk about?
I'm just curious, have you noticed the change in Roswell, how it's grown?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a lot different. I mean, it's just, it really is. The whole thing about the sprawl, I mean, there's all sorts of stuff over near my house now that was not there before, you know? I mean, a big long stretch of road that didn't have anything on it now has got an Outback and a Kohl's and a Creamery and a CVS and a Kroger and a bookstore and you know, three or four gas stations and a bunch of new, we have like apartment complexes kind of now, and lots of neighborhoods going up all the time. In fact, due to the poor zoning of the city, I suppose, I don't know whether city or county controls zoning, but they zoned too densely. Like, they allowed you to put a house on too small of a space, so that now we have some plumbing issues, power issues. Not so many power issues, because all our power is pretty much underground in my part of town. Lots of new schools had to be built. I moved from by the square to basically by Alpharetta. I mean, I live like less than a mile from the Roswell-Alpharetta border. And Roswell also used to be a separate town from Alpharetta. Now we're very intermingled. You don't know. I mean, you drive down the same road, you go in and out, in and out. But I lived in that one house, and I went to several different schools, because I was private school for like pre-K and kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, same school, fourth and fifth grade, Alpharetta school, sixth grade and seventh grade, Roswell school, eighth grade, Alpharetta school, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, Roswell school. That's all I wanted, you know, basically by the end. But when I got back to high school, there were people that I had grown up with in the first, second, and third grade. Like, you know, the first girl I ever kissed was there, you know, that kind of thing that I didn't have, because so many people and so much change and all this zoning crap made me make new friends every 2 years, and then you'd say, oh, we have two groups of friends. I'm like, no, they just fade over time, and then you have to make them again, you know, and that always was bad. But you know, for the staying in that one place for 4 years was good for me. But you definitely notice the growth, you know, you notice the you notice kind of like a socio-political change, like, you know, very, very much. I mean, Roswell High School, which moved from close to the square to over by where it is now, is right by